outside of the law. So in theory, it shouldn't happen. But
correct.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for taking this time. I'm sorry about what has happened to you, and we'll continue to follow your case. Rafael Rubio, New York City Council on Police, just released after being detained at Delaney Hall for 5 months, an asylum seeker from Venezuela, and Gwyneth Hesser, senior staff attorney at the Bronx Defenders. That does it for our show. I'll be in Kansas City, July 17th and 18th. I'm Amy Goodman. Thank you.
You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org. KFAI is non-commercial, community-powered radio.
Support for KFAI comes from the Cedar Cultural Center, presenting Summer at the Cedar 2026, a series of free weekly outdoor concerts on the Cedar Plaza, every Wednesday evening from July 8th through August 5th. Wednesday, July 29th, Summer at the Cedar presents Tiga. Tiga is an electronic duo blending traditional Mongolian sounds with modern techniques to create a new kind of nomadic psychedelic music. More information about Summer at the Cedar is available at thecedar.org.
Support for KFAI comes from First Avenue, presenting Nick Lowe and Los Straitjackets at the Fine Line Wednesday, July 15th. Nick Lowe is back, and he's not alone. Powered by retro rockers Los Straitjackets, they're touring with their latest release, Indoor Safari. It's a throwback rockabilly album combining Nick Lowe's style and charm with Los Straitjackets' guitar-driven energy. More information about Nick Lowe and Los Straitjackets at the Fine Line is available at first-avenue.com.
Thanks for joining me. My name is Nora, and this week on Mini Culture, we say thank you and farewell to Micah Whetstone. Micah was the host. Micah is still with us. Micah hosted Mini Culture for, I would say, at least since I've been part of KFAI, 2018. But even before that, Micah hosted a radio program very similar to Mini Culture, where he would look through all of the audio, the art form of audio production and storytelling, and then pull out features for us to learn about other creators, stations, organizations, often nonprofits, highlighting arts, culture, and specifically music from around the United States. So, yes, today is, there was not a whole lot of advanced warning. You know, Micah's departure he'll be sorely missed. But that is also the nature of volunteer organizations and volunteer-powered KFAI. Life, if you let it, does take hold. And we're so proud of him and all that he's invested in KFAI over the years. Hopefully we'll see him and hear him back on the KFAI airwaves sometime soon. But for now, Micah is retiring. The administrative piece of Mini Culture, the presenter, was a grant-funded position. And that means that Micah was part of the production side of Mini Culture, and Mini Culture Presents was a great way for our listeners to hear what KFAI creates outside of the regular broadcast. So we don't know yet what this time slot will hold, but it's going to be awesome. And today, it's my honor to continue this time slot's legacy and feature some great things you're going to want to know about. First, we're going to take KFAI Presents. If you're unfamiliar with KFAI Presents, we're going to take a journey through upcoming events sponsored, co-sponsored, presented, and co-presented by KFAI. And If you're unfamiliar how KFAI Presents comes about, it is through the careful curations and selections made by our program hosts. It is the analysis done by our program director about, centered on what hosts are interested in, what folks are playing, and who's touring. So the hosts essentially populate KFAI Presents based on their interests, and Miguel lines up, either by genre or by artist, who will be through the Twin Cities area. That's how KFAI Presents is brought together. And today, I barely did any work but to put a small playlist together for you so we can continue the legacy of KFAI Presents and celebrate some of the programs coming up here in the Twin Cities. So we'll get to that momentarily. And then we're going to talk about mini culture today, mini culture right now, some headlines affecting Minnesotans, and if not affecting, things that you might want to know about what's going on in our state, especially from the dialed in community leadership aspect of what we do here at KFAI and who we are made up of in our volunteer ranks and in our listenership. We couldn't be more proud to be here with you, and I am so proud to be spending time with you. After that, can you believe it? I will be filling in for Chris Berry, who is out today. And I will be featuring my Disco Never Die Day set. So we'll talk more about that in a little bit. But Disco Never Die Day is an annual celebration led by DJ TJ, host of Skate Town USA, on Wednesdays 2 to 4. And a segment he features weekly about the Disco Demolition Night, July 12th. 1979, where a shock jock radio host deemed disco is dead. And it is very much not. So you'll get to hear that set, my noisy disco set, starting at 2. So we're going to hear a couple of messages, and then we'll jump right into a set of local music, not specifically just local artists, but artists playing locally. So this set will feature three different events happening around the city, all on July 11th. So this is just enough time for you to get your schedule in order. And yeah, so we'll start that set after these messages with Pull String, Horse Lords, and Fret Rattles. You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org. This is Mini Culture Presents, sort of remixed. Thanks for being here with me.
Showtime!
Support for KFAI comes from the Dakota, presenting the Rebirth Brass Band, Sunday, July 12th. New Orleans Rebirth Brass Band was founded by brothers Phil and Keith Frazier over 35 years ago. They began their career playing on the sidewalks of the French Quarter and quickly landed gigs at second-line parades. Their sound pays homage to the New Orleans brass band tradition while incorporating elements of jazz, funk, soul, and R&B. More information about Rebirth Brass Band at the Dakota is available at dakotacooks.com.
KFAI and Women Folk Radio proudly present a special album release concert with Austin, Texas, singer, songwriter, and community builder Vanessa Lively, who is touring in support of her new album, Mirroring the Wilderness. Taking place on Wednesday, July 15th at Ice House's New Courtyard Stage, the show will feature special guest performances by soulful Americana favorite Mother Banjo and award-winning singer-songwriter Sadie Gustafson-Zook. Show is from 7 to 10 p.m. on July 15th, and tickets are available at Ice lighthousempls.com.
Final call.
Listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org. This is Mini Culture Presents. My name is Nora. This is a remix of Mini Culture Presents. Why? Because today we say thank you to Micah Whetstone and farewell. He retired as of Friday. I know, time moves too quickly. This is a grant-funded position. as presenter. He's part of the production team for Mini Culture, and we some funding just was drawn back. And it is the reality of kind of the need across the country for support of the arts and cultural heritage around the state of Minnesota and the nation. And it's absolutely also part of the nature of volunteer production. We have to go where life takes us. So I hope in the time to come, we can honor Micah more thoroughly. And in a perfect world, we get to have a last show with Micah, saying bye to our listeners, but it just didn't work out like that. So we're doing a good shift into more KFAI. So if you needed to be brought up to speed, I hope you feel informed. My name is Nora. Micah rocks. We're not sure quite yet where he's going to land. At least I don't know, which is kind of the mystery of Micah, and it's lovely. He's a radio super fan, cares very deeply about KFAI and the entire Twin Cities media landscape. So I know this isn't the last we will get to hang out with Micah. But for now, we're going to celebrate the Twin Cities just as he wants us to do. All right, so we start off the set with Pull String. They're going to be at 7th Street Entry on the 11th. So Pull String is from the Midwest. I forgot to record where. I believe Ohio-ish. And they are self-described Midwest Britpop, which I didn't totally hear, but that's okay. I'm not in the band. And they also say they are pop punk in denial. To me, they sound a bit post-hardcore. And if you like any of those genres and 7th Street's a great spot to see stuff too, they'll be at 7th Street on the 11th. Also on the 11th, Horse Lords at the Cedar Cultural Center. So they're on tour for their latest release, Demand to be Taken to Heaven Alive. There's experimental rock, post-rock, outfit from Baltimore. I don't believe they've released much since their previous album. I believe it was maybe 2017, 2018. And I chose one of the longer tracks off this, which happens to be the title track off this release. Other tracks are, you know, still melodic, you know, less of a epic journey and more of a day trip, sonically, if that makes sense to you. And we just heard Fret Rattles, who will be playing at Cloudland on East Lake Street, also on the 11th. So they are on tour for their latest release. This is their third studio album, As Worlds Fall Apart. They are local post-punk noise rock outfit, Fret Rattles. Okay, so you got a little teaser of what we'll hear next. In this set, we have a set of We're gonna do three, and starting out with a James Hunter 6. James Hunter 6 will be live at the Dakota the 14th and 15th. James Hunter is a British R&B and soul singer-songwriter. And the sound is, you know, it's really warm. And you will, I should just let the music speak for itself, all right? After that, we'll hear Waves. That's Waves with two Vs at the Fine Line on the 16th. California rock band, pretty much straight down the lane, California rock. And for fans of the Minnesota sound of rock and the impact that Minnesota has made on the rock world, grunge world, post-rock world, you may be interested in their latest release. Then we'll wrap up the set with Olive Klug and one by Annie XO on the bill. This is a Cedar event on the 16th. So Olive Klug with Duck Smithson and Annie XO. We're just going to, we don't have time for all three, so we're going to do an Olive Klug tune and an Annie XO tune. So for fans of singer, songwriter, edgy folk, and more, they'll be at the Cedar on the 16th. All right, this is KFAI Fresh Air Community Radio, 90.3 FM Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org. My name is Nora. Thanks for hanging with me. This is Mini Culture Presents. KFAI Presents. Nora Presents This Stuff Remixed. It is an absolute pleasure to be with you. Thanks for joining me. Next up, we have James Hunter 6.
For I never come back no more. It's a story as old as time, and just like yours and mine, I know how it's gonna end, and this is where we came. Something or other. And just before it all goes wrong is when they sing the sweetest song. And I don't need to hear it again. And this is where we came in. I see those old familiar signs of trouble coming down the line. I pray we get out in time before it begins. Whoa, baby, I know this show like the back of my hand. And I got to go, cause it's more than I can stand. Bad guy win, and this is where we came in. It's a story as old as time. Trouble coming down the line. I pray we get out in time before it begins. Oh, baby, I know this show like the back of my hand. And I've got to go, for it's more than I can
the bad guy when this is where we came. This is where we came in. I've seen it all before.
There's this strange old conductor wearing pearls and a backwards baseball cap. Well, there's a shoe on the floor cracking open the door to the bandbook of my heart, and I'm just peeking through the darkness, waiting for the end to start. And there's this strange librarian smashing all the windows of her car. Spoiled her own surprise. And he says, oh, please stop looking at me. getting this. Well, there's a couple scars in this here guitar, about 100 on my skin. I love to take a fall, miss your call, then get back up again. I'm getting too free for you to like me, but I'll still let you. Button up my suit and tie in an attempt to hold me back. But I'm this strange old conductor wearing pearls in a backwards baseball cap. Sometimes it feels like I'm stuck in a game of pretend. Driving in circles, I just wanna get to the end. I spent all my money, I don't even talk to my friends. Oh, I'm kind of afraid that they'll tell me it's all.
Break me out.
listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org. KFAI is non-commercial, community-powered radio. My name is Nora. I am, and you are in your Mini Culture Presents Monday, special Monday remix of this program. As we say thank you and farewell to the retiring Micah Whetston, who has served in this position for at least 8 years, maybe 10. I have not done any fact-checking. This is off my dome, but I will get more information. But Miguel will be back tomorrow, everybody. And I am featuring sets of KFAI Presents materials. So KFAI Presents is built out of the interest of our program hosts and what they play, measured by who is coming to town in the Twin Cities, and with special emphasis on small stages and independent artists and local artists. So we heard at the top of this set, James Hunter 6 will be at the Dakota on the 14th and 15th. Waves will be at the Fine Line on the 16th. Olive Klug and Annie XO. So we heard one from Olive Klug, and the last track was from Annie XO. They'll be at the Cedar also on the 16th. So moving to at the top of the show, I didn't anticipate being so long-winded during these talk breaks, so we're going to have a little bit less time for some headlines, but a couple of things I would like to share with you. KFAI supports voting as a tradition, and voter education is really something we are passionate about here. Voter education is nonpartisan. Voter education is an encouragement to exercise your civic rights, your civic abilities to voice your opinion, to voice and share and participate in local elections. Some say that the biggest change, the biggest impact, the most significant way we can use our voice in politics is at the local level. And voter education has such a tight relationship with what we do here at KFAI, educating folks, bridging folks, creating opportunities for folks to meet, connect, find out more about each other in otherwise areas where you might not be able to, like this music, for example, or like your city leaders, or the artists and activists and leaders and teachers and social workers and nonprofit heroes here at KFAI in the airwaves and in our listenership. So, the state of Minnesota and the Secretary of State of the state of Minnesota is looking for election judges. And polling places are designed with two or more party representatives. So you need to be a registered something. You can be an independent, you can be a nonpartisan, but your registration should declare you a particular party, and the polling places are built around balance. It is a short-term, temporary paid position, and you are trained by state election officials, and it is a way for you to see and speak to the election day process. So on the Secretary of State website, this is a PSA. This is not a paid promotion. This is non-commercial radio, and we don't vibe on that. But we do encourage you, if you're interested, to find out more at sos.mn.gov. And did you know, I didn't know this until just moments ago, It takes 30,000 poll workers to execute a election. Isn't that wild? 30,000 of us. That's about the size of the town I grew up in. Just to put together an opportunity for you to meet your neighbors, exercise our civic duties, and represent ourselves while they're supporting our fellow voters and neighbors. Some significant days to be aware of. September 15th, let's rewind a minute. August 11th is primary election day. Voting in the primary, some people will say, oh, it's not that big of a deal. I'll just wait for the general election or the big election or the main election, whatever. The primary kind of filters out folks that, it can put somebody who is lesser known kind of in a more competitive position, potentially. So it's not all for nothing. There is some value in it. And it also gives the people running, especially if they're a lesser known individual, kind of some gas in their tank, seeing that there are people supporting them. And so encouraged. But if the least you can do is to show up on November 3rd, Election Day, that's worthy, very worthy too. A reminder that your employers are required to give you the time off to go and vote. Work that out with your employer. But that is a right. And let's see here. Oh, we're running out of time. I knew this would go so quickly. I'm going to get back to, this is one more headline from the desk of our volunteer coordinator. There are so many wonderful people who reach out with PSAs. You can find out more about that at kfai.org/PSA if there's something you would like us to know about. It is our duty to be a sounding board for our community. So here is one from the desk of the PSA manager, Ellie. We would like you to know that Metro Transit workers are negotiating for a contract that includes fair health care. They will rally outside the Met Council building at 3:30 on Wednesday to show that health care cuts are not practical for our living worker, you know, for folks, you know, living, breathing, and working anywhere on this planet, honestly. And AI cameras have no place in our public transit, is the position Metro Transit workers are taking. So all are invited and welcome at this rally, which is at 390 Robert Street, St. Paul. And that's at 3:30 on Wednesday the 8th, if you're interested in supporting Metro Transit workers. I know we have a couple of Metro Transit workers here on the KFI airwaves. If Met Council is a familiar name to you. All right, I want to go out on Fanus. This is a ensemble. They'll be performing at the Cedar on the 17th. I didn't make it to Make Out with TV Stars at Cloudland on the 18th or Liz Warfield at the Dakota on the 21st, but you'll hear that more on the other programs. And I'm with you until 4. Thank you so much. Again, a long-winded talk break. Forgive me, but thank you. We've got Fanus Ensemble here on KFAI, Mini Culture. Presenting KFAI presents. This is Nora.
I'm gonna